But you have a little story for us.
I do have a story.
You have built up for quite some time.
I know.
And I have to say, I have to be honest.
All right.
I am very worried about this story. And I'm worried about my reaction to your story.
You always are worried about my stories.
Okay.
They've gotten better.
Yes, but God, it's like that law of averages. They've been really
like
good.
I've hit too many doubles in a row, so now I got to strike out.
You're due. Yeah. You're due. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, the important thing to remember is, and this is a story for a different day, but I believe I've been abducted by aliens. Okay? And this is where that comes from.
Like, you truly do believe this.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't have time to do that.
People in your life know that you are, that you feel that you are.
Yeah. So, you can think what you want about it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But you have to know that for this story to make sense. So, a few years ago, I was working in Florida at a station there, and I was driving a Mitsubishi Eclipse. And there was a certain model of the Eclipse that had, like, a problem with the paint fading on it. Like, it was really bad. Like, it would just get these giant gray spots on the car. I had it on my hood and on my roof.
Yeah.
So, I remember I came into the station one day and I said something about it. And everybody there kind of knew my alien abduction story. Well, what happened is the guy walks in on April Fool's. And he, one of the sales guys, and he goes, "Hey, man, did you see that article on Yahoo?" And I was like, "No, what are you talking about?" He's like, "That thing about people with paint fading on their car. And the connection to alien abduction." I was like, "No, what?" And I was like, "No way. That's the dumbest thing I ever said." He's like, "Well, okay. Well, never mind then." Well, he knew if he said that, sure enough, I would Google it.
Right.
So I Google it. Yahoo, alien abduction, whatever. And I find a webpage that is talking about people that have paint fading on their car and being abducted by aliens. So I start reading this, and it gets down, and there's like 24 different comments. And all these people, "I drive a 1982, whatever, I was abducted, this is my experience, and now the paint's fading on my car. We believe it's from the radiation particles and all this," and like really technical scientific terms. And I'm starting to freak out. I'm like, "Oh my God, you know, like I can't believe this. Like something is wrong with me, because obviously since I've been abducted, I have a problem here because the paint is fading on my car." So I'm like, I've got to research this. So I start researching it. I find another webpage dedicated to the same topic. And I'm reading this, and the guys come by. He's like, "Hey, did you ever check that out?" I'm like, "Yeah, man. Like, this is legit. You know, like, there's a couple of web pages." Like, and I'm reading off all these comments, and he's just like, "Oh, my gosh, yeah." I was like, "I didn't read the comments. Wow, this is nuts." So they let this go on throughout the course of the day. And they know I'm getting more nervous, and I'm starting to freak out, and I just keep bringing it up. You know, and like, we go to lunch. And I'm like, "Gosh, I, what do you guys think I should do? Do you think I should see a doctor? I mean, what if something's really wrong with me here?
Do you think I'm putting off radiation?"
Yeah. Like what's going on? And they're like, I don't know, man. And I don't know if I believe you. And so I'm like, "No, come." And so I'm showing other people these web pages. I'm like, "Look, you know, all these people have had the same experience as me, and the paint is fading on their car. Something is, like, they did something to me. You can, obviously something has been done to me." And I'm freaking the F out. Like, you have no idea. I am scared beyond reality. So the day goes on, and finally, he goes, "Hey, I saw another thing. I was doing some research for you to try to help you out, and I came across this test where evidently the scientist online has created a test that you can take to see if you're contaminated from the abduction." I'm like, "No way." He's like, "Yeah." So and sure enough, there is a scientific website that has a test that you can take. And it's like 100 questions long, all right? So I'm sitting there, and it takes me probably a good 30 minutes, and I'm filling out all the answers, and it's like, "Were you abducted in a spacecraft, and where did it take place, and what type of car do you drive, and all this?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, like, I can't believe this." And people keep coming by my desk all day, and they're like, "Have you found anything out?" I'm like, "No, I'm taking the test." And they're like, "Oh, okay, well, you know, I'm sure you're okay, man." So I freaking click enter on this test. And this big screen pops up and goes, "F you, Matt, you haven't been abducted by aliens."
God.
And I'm like, "What the heck?"
I have to say this. They went to an did they design the website?
Yes, they spent the previous 48 hours with the IT guy designing websites and fake comments, and they created this Yahoo webpage.
I don't ever want to meet those people.
I still can't believe it to this day.
That is incredible dedication to pulling off a joke.
I mean, all day long. And like, you got to understand, like, if you think something like that has happened to you, and I'm going through reading all this stuff, and I've got web pages to verify it. And man, I remember when that big FU thing popped up, and I, like, at first, I was like, what? Like, my brain didn't process it. And then everybody starts laughing because they're seeing my reaction.
I'll say it's a good prank because it's creative and they played on your fears.
Who does that?
But at the same time, I can't believe that someone would care that much to pull off an April Fool's prank, to put in that much work for it.
It was unbelievable. And like, that was my argument. They were like, yeah, it was an April Fool's prank. I was like, there's no way. And I was like, what about the web pages? And the IT guy was like, yeah, I stayed late yesterday. We were working on these computer pages.
Get a life.
I told some of my friends to log in and leave comments and stuff. And I was like, that doesn't make, I don't believe you. Something's wrong with, I just cannot believe it.
So you actually believe that?
Yes, I do. I don't want to talk about that right now, but yes.
Wow.
You have to admit that for an April Fool's prank.
I think it's a great prank. I think
it's unbelievable.
An amazing amount of effort, but man, I just think that's too much work and not enough reward.
For them, I think it was, because it happened to me when I lived in Florida, so I talked about it a lot, and I think it probably drove them nuts.
I'm sure it did.
So this was their way of, all right, well, fine.
I can relate to them.
I literally spent a full day after I got off the air in the morning. I was freaking out.
No. Well, that's a good one. That is a good one.
All right. Well, evidently our ticker man has an April Fool's prank as well. So,
yeah, unfortunately, I was pranked by the Ticket's own Michael Krennic yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. And I knew something was up, but I kind of thought, I narrowed this down to Michael Krennic and Jean-Jacques Taylor. Because I'd kind of teed Jacques up last week on his Sunday show with some Fun with Real Audio stuff, so I knew they both had it in for me. But last night, between the hours of, say, 10 and 11 o'clock, I start getting phone calls from numbers I don't know. And the first one, of course, I answered. The first one. And somebody wants to know about the Cadillac Fleetwood that I'm selling. So I tell them, no, you know, you got the wrong number. But before I get off the phone, I'm just like, hey, what number were you trying to call? And then they said my number. So then then I knew what was going on here. And then over the course of the night, and I'm not talking the hour, I probably had 15 calls that hour. Throughout
nice.
The night,
nice.
I was getting text messages and phone calls. I mean, and I was getting them. People were calling me at 4 o'clock in the morning to buy a car.
They wanted that Cadillac, man.
Well, and then today I come in and I ask Krennic, it's like, are you jacking with me, man? And so, long story long, I guess, he shows me the Craigslist posting, and nice. It's about, and it,
that's
let's
funny.
Say that, I don't even know if Krennic understood what he wrote, but he broke out an Ebonic dictionary to make this listing, to post this slab on Deuce Deuces that his old lady's trying to get nice. From him, so, you know, you gotta...
That's pretty good.
That is
pretty funny.
Yeah.
It was pretty jacked up. There was another one where he posted that I was a female and I wanted to have a bunch of guys gangbang me.
Nice.
But Craigslist wouldn't let it go through. So
Mark that.
Yeah.
So thanks for that one.
There you go.
Good times, man.
Six.
Yes. You got to enjoy that. Michael Krennic. Good stuff from him.